Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Spiritual Connections Radio. And as you know, on Wednesdays once a month, we have a very special radio show, which is called St. Germain's Radio Show. And I'm Mark Rawson, and I'm happy to introduce your two hosts, Brigida and Mike. And I'm going to turn everything over to them, and I'll be screening calls later on after the channeling and everything. So if you're calling in, I just want to give you a heads up, if there's any listeners out there that want to actually call in, you know, towards the middle of the show and ask questions from St. Germain, you want to call the dial-in number, which is 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. And I'll be screening calls and lining you up to talk to St. Germain after the channeling. And with that, I'm going to hand the show over to Mike and Brigida. Brigida, are you there?
Yes, I am. I'm so excited to be with all of you today on this auspicious day. While every day at this point is auspicious because we have so much going on in our transformational process. So I welcome you to meet up with St. Germain. And I invite you in this particular type of radio show, I truly invite you to go into your heart and to make this a journey within yourself, a meditative journey where you receive information from one who has walked the path of enlightenment before us, who is now working from the higher realm to help us to do the same, to assist us in releasing what no longer serves us, releasing the stress of the changes that are going on in our lives, helping us with relationships, helping us with a deeper understanding of ourselves. And so I invite you to really take this time for you, turn off all other ways of being contacted during this time and really enjoy yourself. If we have Mike Snyder, who's going to channel the Hierarchy of Light through his music that he's playing on the piano, so you will have that. During that time, I very much invite you to connect with your spirit guides, to connect with those around you that are here to support you in this time and in your life in general, to be open, to be touched in all different ways of healing. This is also a healing experience. It's not just about information. So I want you to also experience how your heart opens up, how your third eye, your psychic area in on top of your head opens up further, your connections open up further, your chakras, those energy centers, those seven main energy centers open further. So just be open to the changes within and around you, as there most definitely will be some. Now, if you're interested in individual sessions at a later time, you can certainly check out Mike's website at www.mikesnydercc.com, and that is www.mikesnydercc.com. Sorry about my German accent, but no matter how long I live here, I'm not getting rid of this, obviously. 18 years in America and still going strong with my German accent. And you can also contact me via my website, and it is www.lightbridge101.com. Lightbridge, as it says, LightBridge101.com. And I certainly will bring St. Germain through to you on a very personal level if you're interested in it. So we will get started with Mike, who is going to start the opening. Allow yourself to lean back, to relax, to enjoy the healing touch of the music. There's no greater universal language of healing as music is. So I invite you to just enjoy yourself. And as soon as Mike is done playing, Saint Germain will come through and we'll talk to you directly. All right, enjoy yourself. We'll start now.
Thank you.
Greetings. I am Saint Germain. And it is with such great joy that I come before you at this time. On this incredible evening of March 13th, 2013, I truly want you to take a moment and appreciate how much you've already accomplished. So often do you only focus on what you have not accomplished as of now. We members of the Hierarchy of Light understand how much you're yearning to find your way home, to that place of love, of peace, of joy. And so you're seeking to reproduce this love that you remember from your home here on Earth. And then you find that there's so much transformation that is necessary on a daily basis in your life and in your surrounding that you sometimes feel so overwhelmed, like this mountain is too high for you to ever reach the top of it. But that is not so. You're all doing an incredible job already. This job to maintain a vibration of love, light, and hope, regardless of the circumstances, I truly want you to feel that in your heart, that you're not failing, that you're not wasting your time, that this is not simply an illusion that connects you with your divine essence, that your divine essence is real and wants to have that deeper communion with you. Your divine I Am presence is seeking a relationship with you. But it is for you to open the doors to invite your divine I Am presence inside of your vessel, your physical self, more. We know that you meditate. We know that you pray. And yet, how often do you focus on your weaknesses instead of your strengths? How often do you focus on the darkness instead of the light? A relationship that hasn't worked out right, your twin flame that is not in your life yet, the money that isn't on your account to pay your bills. There are so many other things that you focus on, rightfully so, because you are in human form. And within human form, you have certain human desires. But I ask every single one of you to take it up another notch. 12, 21, 12. The Earth aligned with the Sun and with the galactic core. Equally so, your body, your soul, and your spirit aligned at the same time. A doorway has been created. A doorway to bring in your divine essence into every cell of your body and to radiate it out into the world to assist the ascension process here on Earth. So for that, the beginning of the year, you had to look one more time at all different subtle aspects of your fears, of your sorrows, of that, what you title darkness, evil, bad, all those names that you're giving it. And March has intensified everything a little bit because in this month we have a lot of significant days that assist in shifting the human heart to open up further to the vibration of love. Earth globally has gone through certain levels of initiations starting on March 1st with the Earth initiation, then on March 3rd with the Water initiation, then on March 11th, you had the air initiation, and today there is the initiation into the element of fire. Now, what does it mean to you? This means to you that you have gone in this month through a whole transformation inside out on a physical level, on an emotional level, on a mental level, as well as on a spiritual level, all in preparation for your own resurrection, for your own path of the Christ awakening within you and radiating out into all aspects of your life. This has nothing to do with the religion. This has nothing to do with being Catholic or not, but everything to do with the vibration of love, with that cosmic love to come through you into all aspects of your life. So, of course, there's a certain yearning to bring to you now the relationship that gives you fulfillment, to bring to you a situation, a work situation, or a home situation that is based on peace and harmony. You are looking for the same aspect that the Christ so much represented: love, peace, understanding, compassion. And so you're seeking for this in your life too. So I invite you to take a little journey with me now, a journey deep within your soul. Also consider that we have the spring equinox that is celebrated here on Earth. The spring equinox is very much about bringing light and darkness together in a balanced state. So your opportunity in these days are about looking at that part of you that you've neglected, that you haven't paid any attention to come up to the surface again, for you to take another look. Of course, you have a choice. You can choose to simply take that, what is presented to you, and put it away again in your closet. But now that's where it will fester, and it will bring physical pains and aches and discomfort if you keep ignoring that, what wants to come into the light. And so it is for you to take a new look at your fears, at your discomforts, at everything in your life. Not so much to judge it, but to come to a new understanding of it, to make peace with it, to integrate it back into all that is within you, into your God self. And the only way you're going to be able to do this is in alignment with your soul. Your soul is the Akashic records of all lifetimes you've ever lived, past, present, future, all lifetimes. So it is about deepening this connection to your soul, as your soul is the intermediary, is that part that interprets and communicates with your divine I Am presence, with your God self, that eternal part in you, that eternal light within you that cannot be eradicated, that is always there, just waiting for you to take a deeper dive into your own soul essence so that you can use that as a doorway to bring through your God self into the world, to let your God self walk before you and guide and direct you, to let your God self give you the strength to make some new choices, to let your God self illumine you and rejuvenate you so that you don't feel that there's very little left inside of you to continue each day, so that you feel re-energized. Part of why you feel sometimes sorrow and sadness and depression is because you have not taken care of your energy reservoir. Your divine I Am presence, your divine self, will not allow that to happen if you open the doors to let your divine I Am presence in further into your life. So that is what we are going to do here this evening. A simple step for you, something that you can do at home in the morning, at night, something that you can do at any point in time when you feel depressed or when you feel that there's too much discomfort in your life. You do not have to walk this path alone. And the greatest answers will come through the alignment between your physical self, your soul, and your divine I Am presence. So, let's begin now by closing your eyes and taking a few deep breaths. And with every out breath, allow yourself to go deep within your own inner self, deep into your heart. And you can simply allow yourself to surrender into your heart. You don't have to work so hard on making this happen. If you don't see anything, you don't see anything. It's okay. Simply know that you are at your most inner self. The sacred self is in your heart. And that is key. The inner knowing, the inner trust, the inner faith that it is so. Of course, your mind can always talk you out of it. Don't let it. Make a different choice. Move beyond that doubt, that voice that tells you that this is not real, and delve deeper. Take another deep breath. With every out breath, allow yourself to think even deeper within your heart area. That's it. And now within your heart, know that there's a beautiful portal, a doorway, a gate. It has always been there, and it will always be there, whether you want to believe it or not. It is there. So open up that portal now, in whatever form or way feels right. You can do it simply by intending for this door to open. Again, if you don't see anything, don't let it stop you. Intend for this to open. And as you open this doorway within your heart, you open up a portal to your soul, to your beautiful, incredibly beautiful light body, your higher self, that part of you that is not in physical form, that part of you that holds your whole blueprint is in it. You might feel the radiance. You might see it. Simply know this is what you are part of. This is the greater part of you. And some use the soul as something that can be described as a castle with many different rooms and places that you can journey into to find your way back to any of those lifetimes, past or future, that might hold a significance for you in this lifetime. But we don't want to go there right now. We just want you to experience the incredible love that your soul has for you. Feel it embracing you like a warm coat. Just feel that love. Often you're seeking us out. You're seeking out different angels, different masters. And yet here you are about to embrace something so beautiful about yourself. And yes, you might say that there might be pain involved in this connection. But if you don't allow that pain to come through to be healed, you also won't be able to bring that incredible love and light that your soul holds for you through to you as well. And you said you want to become whole. The very reason why you are listening to this is because you said you want love in your life. You want to become whole. You want to walk the path of enlightenment. You want to ascend to a higher consciousness level. The only way you're going to be able to do this is by inviting your soul into you. But that's not where we are going to end, and you know that. But let's simply start with that deep connection. The only place that you will be able to feel that connection is in your heart. So if you don't feel anything in your heart, ask yourself what the hardening is there. What is that wall that you've put up out of fear? Not out of fear of your own weaknesses and failures. Truth is, you're afraid of your own greatness. You're afraid that if you find out how great you are, and that if you find out what your true calling is here on earth, that you have to make some choices in your life that aren't so comfortable to you at this time. But the truth is, your soul and your divine I Am presence will never ask of you something that you wouldn't want to do anyway. That deep inside of you, you wouldn't desire for yourself anyway, because it will bring that to you that symbolizes love, joy, and happiness. So, as you become one with the soul, as you feel your soul's embrace, another doorway opens up. This is the doorway between your soul and your divine I Am presence. This is sacred ground now that you're on, very sacred. Let this sacred light that is your divine I Am presence come into you. Accept the fullness of your divine I Am presence, of your pure Christ self, to enter you through your soul into your body now. Feel your divine I Am presence lighting up every cell of your body. That's right. Every cell. Every part of your body, from your toes, from your feet, your legs, your torso, just purifying you, illuminating you. This is the place. And this is the only place. And you are in a state to choose through the power of I Am what it is you want to be or bring to you. The one day of initiation I have not talked about is the initiation into love. It takes place on March 31st. Love, the Easter, at Easter Sunday. The whole idea is the resurrection and the new life that you're opening up to. For that, you cannot reject the demons within. But you can illumine those demons with your divine I Am presence so that they no longer hold any power over you. And so know that this time until Easter Sunday, until March 31st, is a time of great preparation for you. It is a time where you will celebrate all the Christless ones who have ever lived on earth. The next full moon, you celebrate the power of love. The next full moon, so March 27th. And so what you celebrate is the Christ within you, is that you are also divine in nature. You might have forgotten because you've allowed your mind to take charge. But in your heart, you know what I'm saying is truth. In your heart, you know that your destiny is the incorporation of love, the expression of love in all aspects of your life. So know that as you meditate on the full acceptance your divine I Am presence into your life, as you meditate on the light itself, is in you and around you, you become that light. And nothing can stop you. You then draw to you all the abundance that your soul and divine I Am Presence would like to present you with. But remember, you're not doing this just for yourself. You've come here to Earth not only for your own individual ascension process. You've come to Earth to assist humanity as a whole. That's why you're here. As much as that sometimes frustrates you, because you're feeling held back. But that is your job, is to bring awakening, enlightenment to the world. The only way that you're truly going to be able to do that is by bringing the light into yourself. And by radiating it out into the world. That's when true transformation takes place. That's when the alchemical process, turning lead into gold, takes place. Your motive, though, for doing this is important. If your motive is only doing this for you, then you're coming from a place of separation. But if you fully incorporate the idea that it is not you and humanity, but that it is you part of humanity, and humanity part of the Christ Self, the mind of Buddha, and humanity part of God, Source, Creator, all that is, then you align yourself fully with your divine I Am Presence, and you can bring about magnificent changes, not only in your life, but also in those lives that you touch with your light. And that is really what it's all about. Touching those around you with your divine light. For you to remember that you are here to be a spiritual peacemaker. To not react to anger, but to transform and transmute that anger into the vibration of love and light. To acknowledge that you feel so lonely, so alone, so left behind. The only reason why you are in this situation is because you are so strong. You are so powerful. That you accepted this mission of being in the face of absolute loneliness to work through it, to bring love and light to it, to accept it, and by doing so, integrate it back into all that is. And doing this for all of those who feel lost and afraid, alone and confused at this time. You are one of the strongest to face that. And so own that when you journey into the depths of your own hell. The only reason why you're doing this because the Christ in you is so strong that you can bring pieces of hell into the light to be transformed and transmuted, not only for your sake, but for the sake of many. You're not so different from the Christ. You've carried your cross more than once. you've been thrown at with stones. You've been tortured in many different ways. And just like Jesus had a moment where you felt forsaken, you too had moments where you felt forsaken, where you forgot who you are. And yet, here you are still going. Here you are still forgiving. Here you are still believing that tomorrow can be different. And so now that it is with deep gratitude that we, the members of the Hierarchy of Light, watch you, because we hear your prayers and we understand your yearning. We've been there ourselves. And we understand the intensity of these times. Because changing a value system that has been so deeply ingrained in humanity to a whole new value system is a transformational process. It is incredibly big. And yet, there are those of you quietly in the background that make more changes than the politicians ever do. So, now that you've settled this in and you brought in your divine I Am presence, I ask you to take a moment to breathe it in even further, to be in this place of love, to be loved. And from this point, see a path in your life unfolding. And take a moment on this path to acknowledge everything that you feel right now as a heavy burden, as your cross. See it right there in front of you. But you're not alone. Your divine I Am presence is right there with you. And so now let your divine I Am presence walk before you and pave the way for you and help you release that cross, that burden. Allow it to remind you of your greatness and your power. And now take a moment, as you feel the cross being lifted off of you, to forgive yourself, because you haven't. To forgive yourself for being human. Because as much as being human feels limiting, you as a human are capable of such magnificent things in life. So take a deep breath, and with that out breath, let go of that harshness that you have towards yourself at times, the judgment, because we don't judge you. It is you judging yourself. Whether you feel that the food you're eating is not right, So you feel that you should be doing more. Let that all go right now. Let all that judgment go. Just for one moment, allow yourself to be at total peace with your own self. To acknowledge that there's nothing wrong. That the stories of the past no longer have any power over you. So with your inner mind, I invite you now to think of I am statements that are more appropriate to you in alignment with your heart. Simple ones, like I am love, I am light, I am joy, I am the resurrection of the life. I am love in action. I am living in abundance. I am working at a job that fulfills me, that makes me happy. I am of service to the light, and the light is of service to me. I am an open vessel of the vibration of love and light. I am a messenger of the divine. And I am healthy. I am whole. And I am accepting myself just the way I am. Feel the power of this. And now, just like after a dark night, very cold night, let the sun rise within your heart. Feel the sun rising. And let that sun fully engulf your heart area. And all of you, because you are the sun, and your love is the radiance of the sun. And so feel now within yourself, in that radiance of the sun. Feel now the stories that you connect to darkness in your own life, to fear, to sorrow. Feel them merge with that sun. Feel them reconciling and becoming one. No longer separated. No longer part of you that you don't want to deal with or feel so uncomfortable to embrace. But bring it into the light. Into that sun that is within your heart. So slowly, in this state, allow yourself to come back full consciousness. And remember that when you hold this vibration, everything around you shifts. Miracles come left and right. But it is for you to take that time to bring in your divine I Am presence through the portal of your soul into you. It is also important in the next days for you to take another look again at that, what you feel uncomfortable with, or you fear is keeping you down. There are a few more days left for Mercury being in retrograde, which is very much a time of introspection. So use that time. And then, at the time of the spring equinox, consciously use that time to create a sacred union between the darkness and the light that's in and around you. This always allows for a new shift to come about, for a new consciousness to be born. And spring is very much about giving birth to the new you. And then spend the time on March 27th at that full moon. Celebrate the Christ within, that vibration of love within. Again, this has nothing to do with the church, but everything to do with that vibration of love and peace that is so much connected to Yeshua ben Joseph, also known as Jesus. So see Jesus as a man with certain values, not so much as someone who has started the religion, something he never intended anyway. And then celebrate your own resurrection and your beginning of a new life on March 31st. So the rest of this month is about deep introspection. It is about your willingness to balance your inner self. It is about your willingness to bring that greater divine essence into you, to build momentum, of the light within and around you, and so in return, affect and assist others to do the same. And in this, you will find your life is going to change too, and will continue to do so. If you feel that there are relationships that don't work out outside of yourself, take a good look at your relationship towards yourself. How much you love and respect yourself, or how much you are putting yourself in the background. And it will tell you a lot about what it is that you're attracting. So with that, know that my love is with all of you. And know that you are heard. There are many that want to support you. So allow that support from the hierarchy of light to continue to come to you, to assist you in the days ahead. I believe that there are some callers on the phone, so I will now answer some of the questions that might be lined up for me.
Hey, Saint Germain, it's Mark, and it's always a pleasure to be able to talk to you.
It is also my pleasure. Thank you.
I am going to go ahead and bring in the first caller. But before I do that, I'm going to give out the phone number to people who are listening. If you'd like to call in and talk to Saint Germain and ask a question, you can call the phone number 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. And with that out of the way, Saint Germain, I'm going to bring on Aline, who has a question for you.
Thank you. Hi, Aline.
Hi, Saint Germain. That was very heavy. I've talked
to you. Yes, it was, and it was meant to be so heavy that you couldn't even think of any questions anymore, wasn't it?
You're absolutely right.
That really is the idea, because I want you to take this to heart. And in this taking the information to heart, you will find that a lot of the answers would come to you naturally at the appropriate time. But go ahead. What was your question?
Well, it's one I've asked before, but and it's about money, having enough to live on. You know, I feel like I'm doing the work of my soul, and but sometimes now, oftentimes now, there's not enough to get by. And even to get from point A to point B, for commuting, I'm worried that there might not be enough. And it's kind of scary.
And it is exactly that fear that is interfering with your evolvement. That was one of the reasons why I talked about what I talked about this evening. So you want to build up that light within you. You want to connect to your divine I Am presence, to let that divine I Am presence of yours work for you and walk before you. In that vibration, then, when you're on this vibration, there is no fear. There's only pure love. And then those statements of intentions will have a very different effect on your life. And you will find that very often mantras and statements of intentions are made, but if the vibration is not in alignment with that, what is being said, the manifestation process doesn't take place. So it is about your willingness. Right now, visualize yourself standing right in front of the obstacle, and you cannot see your way around it. By bringing in your divine essence, by bringing in your divine I Am presence, it allows you to take a few steps back and allows you to see what part of this life that you are working on is simply no longer serving you the way you thought it would. And something new will come, and your opportunity will present itself that you simply couldn't see because you were too close at the problem. Does that make sense?
I think so, but I'm really wondering what part might not be serving me. I've let go of so much.
The part is that you are still in fear. That fear you're picking up from your surrounding. As you allow yourself to raise your frequency by bringing in that light, that fear will change, and then you can attract to the law of attraction, you can attract to you new experiences of abundance.
Okay. Yeah, now that makes sense. Yeah, because I was thinking it was something I was doing, what I'm doing, yeah, is the fear-based stuff, yeah.
Yes. Yes, and so even something that is filled with abundance for you is being repelled because of the fear vibration that you hold. Rightfully so, it is not a good situation you're in. Your only way out is to bring in that divine essence of you, to raise your frequency, to move beyond that fear so that you can move beyond that feeling of being on the cross, to ascend and resurrect your life to a new level.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Blessings to you.
Okay, I'm going to bring in the next caller. Hold on.
Thank you.
And Marilyn is our next caller. Marilyn, are you on?
Hello. Thank you so much for all of this. It's really beautiful.
Thank you, Marilyn.
I'm not wondering what is up for healing for me at this time, or I'm wondering about what is up for me or coming up around love, either one.
You are at a crossroad in your life. There's a lot of transformation happening. So healing is at the forefront for you from the inside out. Don't be afraid to go into some of the dark areas within you again, even so you thought you already dealt with them. Part of it is that you hold now a new consciousness level, and with that new consciousness level, it needs to come up to the surface again for you to make a different choice. So please do not be frustrated by some of the old elements that are coming up for you, thinking that you will never be able to transform and transmute them, they are necessary for you to start a different relationship, not only with yourself, but with the world around you. And similar to the caller before, to Lena before, what you're going through and why you are even listening to what happened here tonight is it is important for you to raise even further the light within. And as much as you are going to different healing modalities, it is not going to hold until you create a solid alignment with your soul and your divine I Am presence. Everything else will only be of temporary help and support. In the alignment with your soul and your divine I Am presence, you're creating something much more permanent and much purer in its essence, because it awakens the Christ within your heart. It awakens you to have a very new vibration, love vibration, which then in return will draw to you the person that brings you that happiness and that fulfillment that you're yearning for. So allow the inner work to take place first, and then the outer world will follow accordingly.
Oh, so do I simply achieve that by meditation and prayer and gratitude, which is big, but is that the...
That is a very important part in this. It is your willingness to take time aside to bring in your divine essence and to call on your divine essence to assist in supporting and illuminating you and in releasing those belief systems that no longer serve you. You too are so close to wanting a certain type of relationship in your life that you cannot, you need to step back a few steps to release this need for the right thing to come to you. It is almost like I want you to give you the vision of a hand that is closed so tight that what needs to enter this hand can't enter. So in this process of meditating on raising the vibration in you, raising the light in you, your hand will start to open up, and there will be new experiences through that you will draw to you. So yes, it is through meditation, it is through listening, it is through your willingness to go into that stillness and to not run away from that voice that sometimes frightens you within, that voice that feels like it doesn't always benefit you. But by listening to that voice and embracing it with love instead of judging it, it can integrate back into all that is, and you can then truly listen and hear the guidance that you're so much yearning for.
So prayer, gratitude, meditation, listening, quiet, forgiveness of myself.
Forgiveness is a very big part, yes.
Sounds
easy.
You
are your own greatest judge. You're right. It sounds easy. The truth is, for many it's not, because it forces you, as you sit in that meditation, what will come up will be the many, many voices that will want to stop you from this path. So it takes a certain level of, I don't want to say discipline, it takes a certain level of commitment towards yourself that will break through those voices for you to stay in alignment with that divine essence of yours. That is the key.
So just go back, when those many voices come in, just go back to my breath?
Go back to your breath. Even state mantras. Mantras of, I am accepting the fullness of my divine I Am presence now. By saying these mantras out loud, it will counterbalance the voices in your mind.
I am accepting the what?
I am joyfully accepting the fullness of my divine I Am presence now.
Okay.
Blessings to you, my dear. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and bring in the next caller, and we have Fanny.
Greetings.
Greetings. Hello, Saint Germain. Thank you for taking my call.
Certainly. Certainly, my dear. How can I be of assistance?
Well, I was just wondering what you can or what you might be able to tell me about my life's path. I've been working on changing it and trying to go a completely different route, and I don't know what you'd be able to tell me about that.
The different route is beautiful. You should continue on that different route. But there is doubt and fear that is interfering with your success, and you know that. There's part of you that is still holding on to the old way because it has given you a sense of familiarity that also meant security. You're truly walking now from one moment to the next moment, blindfolded, not knowing what tomorrow will bring. This is a huge test for you. Allow this test to unfold and show you what will come behind the next street corner. In many ways, and I do understand it since I've also had lifetimes in human form, you want to know. You want security. You want to know in which form or way should you be expressing your divine essence. You're doing the right thing. You're not making any mistakes. Your only interference is that need to know. Let it go. Allow yourself to work further from your heart. Listen to your heart. Listen to that inner feeling that is very clearly indicating to you when you're going back to the old patterns, back to the old belief systems. You're going through a great purging right now.
Yeah.
In this purging, you are releasing not only physically through pains and aches. That is all part of it. The purging is taking place on many levels. You're also releasing through relationships. There are certain relationships that have to end for new ones to come into your life. Don't interfere with this purging. It would be unfair for me to tell you what your divine purpose down the road is going to be until you're done with the purging. The purging is an extremely important part in everyone's life. And there's so many right now going through a purging. And this purging is simply purifying you to allow more of your light into your life so that through the law of attraction you can bring more to you what your heart and your soul wants you to have. Happiness, joy, peace. You are an incredible teacher. Trust that a lot of this process you're going through will help many, many others down the road. So make sure that you use a journal and that you write down some of the emotional releases you're going through and some of the awakening you're going through in the process. Because it is through that that you're going to be able to assist others and support others to do the same, as there will be many, many who are following a similar path than yours. And that is your gift. You have the gift of teaching. You have the gift of guidance. And you have that incredible connection to us. If you feel right now disconnected, if you feel right now you're in the middle of a dark night of the soul, it is not that we don't hear you. It is not that we are not with you. It is only because you're going through a reconstruction of your connection. You're going through a new process, a new form of alignment. And I love to give this example. Just as you change the channel on the radio to a new channel, there's temporarily a little bit of a fizzy sound, right? You know that? That's what you're in right now. You're simply fine-tuning to a new channel. So allow it some time. Be patient with yourself. Be kind with yourself. Nurture yourself through this process. This is where you will find your own wings. This process is necessary for you to remember who you are. Don't take away from this process by wanting to know when it's going to end. It will take as long as you want to control this process. As you surrender into a process of a dark night of the soul, through the power of faith, through the inner knowing that this too shall pass, so the inner knowing that as this passes, you will walk out of this as a totally new, enlightened, incredibly beautiful human being. Hang on to that, okay?
Thank you so, so, so much. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Blessings to you, my dear.
Blessings
Don't
to you
give
as
up.
Well.
The spiritual path.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
No worries. Bye. Do we have time for one more caller?
Oh, no, it was me. I was on already. I just called back to finish listening. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
But
it's you were.
Beautiful.
Nice to see you, my dear. So let's bring this to a close. Are there any more callers at this time? Are there any more callers? Good, then we will now end this. Blessings to all of you. We will end this with Mike Snyder playing some closing music. Now that I'm always with you, you can call on me anytime.
sorry about that, Saint Germain. I was actually talking while the phone was muted, and I wanted to let you know that there was no more callers, and it's always great to have you on and to be able to hear all the messages from you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And I will give the microphone now over to Mike Snyder's music. Blessings. And it is so, amen.
I'd like to thank everybody for listening to St. Germain Radio Show. Please see our website at www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com to find out when the next available show is going to be. And we're just listening to Mike's music, finishing off and then there. And we have Brigitte with us who is channeling.
Yes, thank you very much for calling in, and I hope you enjoyed it. And as Mike is finishing with the last tones for this event, I hope you have a wonderful evening and hope to have you back next time. And there are a lot of great shows on Spiritual Connections Radio, so go and check it out. And again, if you're interested in more information about either Mike Snyder or myself, you can check out our websites at www.mikesnydercc.com or www.lightsbridge101.com.
Yeah, we are signing off. Good night, everybody.
Good night.